welcome to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today it's all about content. Content is king. Now, that's not a new phrase. I'm sure it's something if you've been in marketing for a while or had your own business for a while, you probably have heard that. It couldn't be more true today than it was when I first started out in this business. So today we're talking all about content. We're talking about how to repurpose your content across video, audio, and other platforms. We'll talk about how to handle it if you have tons of content from being in business 20 years, and also what to do if you haven't been in business very long, don't have any content, and no time to create it. I am the queen of having no time to create content. I can see Dory laughing as I say this. A very little time. I have a very full schedule. I have a business. I have a family. And just like many of you, it's not easy to create the content it takes to get attention today. But we're going to talk about how you can do it a lot more easily. And I've got some great tools to share with you. I remember doing a show very similar to this years ago here on Word of Mom. And although the tools have changed and the strategy has changed, the reasoning behind this is still very, very sound. You know, back then, a long time ago, we'd take a piece of content and just share it to all of our networking sites at the same time. That doesn't work any longer. You know, if you're still taking one piece of content and using a tool like Hootsuite, which I love very much, but there are lots of other programs as well, and putting it in there and just blasting it out everywhere in exactly the same way at exactly the same time, it's not a good strategy any longer. It's time to modernize things a bit, and I'm going to help you out. I'm going to show you how. These days, audiences are much savvier, and we know that each network has an audience that really wants something a little bit different from us. And it's for that reason that we need to be smarter about the ways we break up our content and the way we share it from different platforms. Now, your audience is made up of people who consume content differently. Some like to watch a video, others like to listen to podcasts, and still others enjoy reading or skimming blog posts. So if you only choose one method to share your content, if you're only doing videos, or if you're only writing blog posts, you're going to be missing a large part of your potential clients who consume content in a different method. So, with that in mind, today I'm going to share with you some easy ways to create multiple pieces of content out of just one piece of content, and I'll also be sharing some of my favorite tools to make this happen more easily for you. We're going to be discussing how to repurpose video, audio, and text into multiple formats that you can share with all of your social channels. So let's start with something very simple. Using a tool like Zoom to record a video. Record your video. Now you can strip the audio from that video for podcasting and sound bites. Zoom's cloud recording allows you to capture and download the audio files separately from the video, and this produces a really high quality audio file suitable for podcasts because it records the speaker's audio directly from their input sources. Now, once you download your file, you can edit it in the audio software you choose, and there are lots of good ones out there, or you can send it to your podcast editor to optimize for distribution. Now you have a nice video, and now you also have a nice podcast. You created one piece of content, and now you have two. The next thing you'll want to do is to transcribe the recording for blog posts. You can use a transcription app like Rev. There are several out there. I like Rev. They have always done a really good job for me, and they're really fast. You can really simplify blog creation by simply sending them your audio. They'll send you back the transcription. The transcript is going to include timestamps and even identify individual speakers, and it's downloadable as a Word document that you can use to create your blog. So, but now you have a video. Now you have a podcast. Now you have a blog post, all from the same amount of work. Now you're going to want to upload your video into YouTube. Now personally, I love Movavi. Movavi is a video editor and just so much more than that. I That's a very simple way of describing what they are, because I use them all the time. I love this software, but you can use that to upload your video, edit out any extras at the beginning and the end. You know, sometimes as you're first getting set up or saying goodbye, there's some extras or some dead space. You can edit that out really easily. Sometimes even in the middle, there may be something that you decide you want to take out of there. And Movavi just makes it really easy for you to do that. And to make your video stand out on YouTube and in a playlist, you can create a custom thumbnail with screen grabs from the video content. I also love I love Canva. It's another one of my favorite tools you'll hear me talking about a lot. But I love Canva also to create custom thumbnail with my video title. Sometimes I want to take things up a notch, and I don't just want to grab a basic screenshot from my video, and I'll take that screenshot, I'll put it into Canva, and you can create all kinds of really, really neat things with it, and then send it back to YouTube as your thumbnail to help your videos really stand out. Now, speaking of Canva, I love to use quotes with my videos and create quote photos in Canva to share across all my platforms. So now that you've got this video and you've got this podcast and you have the blog post, you know, we've already created several pieces of content from doing the work once. I can take that, very often you'll say something important or there are just pieces throughout your video that you really want to get the point across to others. So you can create little quotes from them and use Canva to share into really neat little graphics. Choose your quote, pick a template, and Canva has some really great templates to choose from. I am not a graphic designer. That part of my brain just, it doesn't work. Okay, it works. It's not a designing brain. It's made for other things. So I just on my own was never able to create really amazing graphics. But Canva makes everyone a designer. So it's really easy to take your quote, pick your template. It just couldn't be easier. And now you have posts that you can use on Instagram, on Pinterest, anywhere really. You know, Facebook pages, profiles, and groups. And share a link with that image back to the main video or your podcasting content. So it's a great way to help you really promote that content, to promote the video, promote the podcast, whatever that you're sharing. You now have a great little marketing piece that can be used to bring more visibility back to you. Okay, so next. Again, I love Movavi, but there are lots of really great pieces of software out there for this. You can take the video you created and you can cut that video up into nuggets for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, wherever you would like to share it. Your long form content, that 15-minute video or that 30-minute video that you created, that can create multiple nuggets of really great information that you can repurpose for evergreen content. And when I talk about evergreen content, I'm talking about content that can be shared for a very long time to come. Content that is going to be good 6 months from now, a year from now. Your evergreen, great, always great content. You can take those little nuggets and have them out on your YouTube channel or Instagram or Pinterest or wherever you would like to share them. And Movavi actually has a screen detection. And I know I'm talking about several different pieces of software here. So understand, I don't make any money if you decide to go use these tools. They're simply tools that I like in my business. I use them for my clients, and many of my clients use them. And I know them to be solid. I know them to have good customer service. I know them to do a really great job doing what I need them to do. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you. But Movavi offers a scene detection. So you can quickly segment your video into different scenes or different moments, especially if you have different speakers. It makes it really nice to be able to grab those different little screenshots with different speakers in them from your presentation. So That just helps you create those little tiny nuggets that you can share out across your social media sites. The next thing you can do is create audiogram graphics. And I don't know if you have seen these. I love these. An audiogram actually uses your audio file and it places a little audiograph on an image to make an engaging video for your social sites. So, for example, it might have your picture right there front and center, and then below your image is the little audiograph with a clip from your audio, and you can see the bars moving up and down and as it plays a 30-second clip of something that you were talking about. So you can use an online tool like Wave to create sound bars matching that audio from your video, and then add them to your visuals to share across your social platforms. So audiogram graphics are more of a modern tool that we use to bring visibility back to your bigger pieces of content. And that's really what we're doing. You may have noticed that we've got some big pieces of content, the big video, the big podcast, and then the pieces of content get a little smaller. The visuals, the audiographs, your Canva quote photos, the little sound bites from your video. When you post those smaller pieces of content across your social sites, you always post them with a link back to the larger piece of content. So in this way, you can share one piece of content several different ways, and you're either sharing a long piece of content outright, or you're using those smaller pieces, the smaller graphics, the smaller sound bites and audiographs to drive traffic back to those larger pieces of content. So now, we're going to take a few minutes right here and hear from a couple of our wonderful sponsors. And when we come back from the break, we'll be talking about what to do with your old content. So far, we've talked about new content, creating something new, but what happens when you have old content you've already created that just might need a bit of new life breathed into it? We'll discuss that when we return.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Hi, everyone. It's Janice Clark, and I'm your host right here on the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. And today, it's all about content. We're talking about how to repurpose your content for maximum exposure across your social networking sites. Now, during the first part of our show, we discussed what you can do with brand new content if you want to create a new video, new podcast. But what about your old content? What about the great evergreen content you've created last year or 3 years ago? It's not dead yet. There's still plenty of life left into it. So what are we going to do with the content that you already have out on your YouTube channel or on your blog? First of all, turn already published content into podcasts. It's a very common problem. We run out of things to say. We don't quite know. You need to do an interview. You know you need to do a video, but you're not really sure what to talk about. Turn to your old content and give it some new life. Especially if you've been publishing for a while, you probably have some really good stuff back in the archives you've forgotten about. So pull up an old blog post and plan on creating a brand new video out of it, and then refer back to my recommendations in the first part of this segment with, now that you have a new piece of video content, how to create a podcast out of it, and you'll find that some of that old content can really get you some great visibility online when you segment it out and repurpose it. The next thing you can do is create case studies out of your old content. And again, especially if you have been creating for a while, you've got a lot of information at your disposal. Truly, go back, look through your old content, and see if you can create some case studies to share with others some of the results you've gotten, the results you've gotten for others in the past, some things you've been able to achieve. Dig through that and really see what you can do to create some great case studies that potential clients are going to get a lot of benefit out of. You can also update your old posts with new information, and that's a very simple thing to do. Maybe refresh the title a bit, review each post, and see if there's a place where you can add some new statistics, updated tools, updated information. Give it some new information and go right ahead and republish. You can also create a slide deck out of your old content and upload it into something like SlideShare to reach a brand new audience. I love SlideShare, and honestly, if I had more time, I would be creating a lot more over there. It's very simple. I've always loved PowerPoint presentations. I'm a geek like that. Go through your old content. You may find you have things with a bullet points, or you posts where you've gone over, three or four key aspects of something. Take those bullet points and create a nice PowerPoint out of it. Create the slide deck. Use it in SlideShare, and you can reach an entirely new audience of people from content that's been created probably for some time. Make an infographic out of your best old content. I also just absolutely adore infographics. Visual content does very, very well. And I know these days we're looking more at, smaller quote style photos or tip photos. That's another really good one when you have tips that you can share, and you can use, a tool like Canva to create little tips that you can share out on Facebook or Instagram. But infographics can also be a really good way to use statistics and information to share a journey from your old content. So I highly recommend that. I love Pictochart as well. That's one I used for a really long time. I tend to use Canva more these days, but again, there's some really good infographic software out there that you can use. The content that you've created in the past, too many of my clients feel like if they've created it in the past, people have already seen it, and nobody wants to see it again. You've really got to release this mentality, because consider how many people have seen your old content. Has it been millions of people have seen your old content? Probably not. For most of us, it wasn't millions at all. For most of us, really, even if it was a successful piece of content, it wasn't that many people. Take the old content, and if it's still good as is, go right ahead and reshare. Otherwise, update it. Again, create a slide share out of it. Create a quote, some quote graphics, tip graphics out of it. Update your statistics. Update the title. Sometimes just refresh your graphics in the blog post and get it back out there again. And you can really breathe some new life into that old piece of content. You can generate interest from an entirely new audience by using it on a new platform or simply sharing it in a different way. I'll tell you something else as well. Far too many people think that when they put out whatever the content is, whether it's a blog post, a video, podcast, that you post it once and then that's it. And that's just not the case. Remember that when people log into, we're all creatures of habit. And when we log into our social sites throughout the day, people tend to log in around the same time every day. If they are a morning person, they may log in first thing and check their news feeds. A lot of people check their news feeds at lunch. Others, right after work. Some, right before bed. If you only share your content at 10 a.m. Eastern every Tuesday and Friday, you're going to tend to get the same people. Don't be afraid to share multiple times. You know, Facebook has some wonderful metrics that you can take advantage of to see whether or not your page is losing likes or gaining likes, or they have, in addition to the surface analytics they share, there are places under Insights where you can actually go in and download pages and pages of insights. So you can tell what happens when you post your content multiple times. Don't be afraid to post your content in the morning, again in the afternoon, and again in the evening. Now, depending on the size of your page, you may not want to do all that on the same day. If your page is large, if you have a large engaged audience, then absolutely, you can get away with that. You could post it 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m., and probably get three completely different audiences from posting that content. On the other hand, if you have a smaller page that's not quite as engaged, you don't want to post the same content because you're probably not posting as often. You don't want to post that same piece of content three times in the same day, but you could post it at, and these are just examples of times, because before I decide on exact times, I do pay attention to when the audience is online. I look at the Facebook metrics. That's a whole other call. But I might post it at 9 a.m. one morning, maybe on a Monday morning, and then at noon on Wednesday, and maybe at 5 o'clock on Friday. Again, those are just examples of times. But I'll take that one piece of content, and I'll post it across multiple times on different days to see when I can get the most visibility. And again, you're probably going to be able to reach several different audiences by doing that. So get a little creative with your content as you're sharing it, resharing it. You don't have to share it with the exact same text every time either. Keep that in mind. You may want to try three different posts to go along with that exact same piece of content, and that's completely fine. See what works, you know, see what resonates with your audience, but don't be afraid to get a little creative. Use different graphics as you're sharing the content. Don't be afraid to get creative. Pay attention to your results, and then you can use what you found as you're repurposing your next piece of content. Now, if you're really short on time and you haven't created any content yet, if you're new to the business world and you haven't created any content yet, if you're just having a crazy year, you've started your business, you don't have 10 years of content to draw from, we still need content. So there are some fast and easy ways that you can create content that I really come to love, and I'm going to share those with you as well. Images. Your brain processes images far faster than text. I'm a huge fan of Canva. I've already talked about it several times. You can make great graphics with quotes, tips, frequently asked questions, did you know graphics, you know, did you know we do this, did you know we do that. Fun things, little quick images, they just take a few moments. Be sure to brand them with your colors and your web address so people can find you. It doesn't take very long at all to start getting those out. InVideo is another great tool to create some really fast and easy videos. Very simple. They have templates and images you can use, and it's all laid out very easy. So I highly recommend it as well. And you can create just some really fast little high-quality images to attract your potential audience. Instagram. This is something I've been doing, and I know a lot of people don't do this, but these posts have been very popular for me. When I need to create content, I might sit down and just type out a quick blog post. Very conversational. I don't spend days on it. I don't spend weeks on it. and I will attach it to a really nice image, and I will actually upload it into Instagram. So people click on the image, and then they can see this 3 or 4 paragraph blog post that I've written right there on Instagram. And again, that's one of my more popular posts right now. And it doesn't take me very long to create this one at all. If I want content created and I really need some help, there's a site called Zerys, Z-E-R-Y-S, and I have been using them for many, many years. They have a bank of writers that can help you, and you can share with them topics, titles, the type of post you want, how long you want those posts to be, and they can help you create content. And of course, then they send it back to you for your final approval, your changes, your edits, whatever you want to do with it. You can easily get some really good content without having to take the time to sit down and write everything, every word, all by yourself. And I always, you know, whatever they send back, I always take it and I make edits and I make it my own. I add my own quotes and things like that. But sometimes you just need a little help getting started. So I highly recommend that one. And lastly, for great video content, because it's all about video these days, Facebook Live. Just do a quick Facebook Live. You can also, once you're finished with the Live, you can download the Live. You can share it to your YouTube, edit it. Again, I use Movavi to do my editing, but there's lots of great tools out there. I make my edits, put it up on YouTube, and refer back to the beginning of this call, because you can also take it and take out your audio, you know, make, you know, quick little video tidbits out of it, and, you know, the circle just goes on and on and on, and the amount of content you can create truly is endless with a minimum amount of work. So I hope you found the call useful today. I've shared a lot of great tools. You can find me on Facebook at Biz M Solutions. I'm also on Instagram, Janice M. Clark. I would love to connect with you. I'm also on Twitter. I'm all over the place, Janice_Clark on Twitter. I would love to connect with you. And if you have any questions, I'll answer those for you. Or any questions about the tools, I'm more than happy to share those with you as well. As always, it has been a pleasure being here on Word of Mom Radio. You guys have an amazing day.